I have you all bound up just the way I like you, just the way you were meant to be. But earlier I was telling you I would show you my toys if you trusted me enough to restrain you properly. So I'm afraid you won't be able to see them due to the whole blindfold thing, you know, but I'm going to show them to you one by one, and you can listen to them, and you can feel them, and you can just imagine what I'm going to do to you with them. I'm going to do such wonderful things to you. nice and thick. And unlike your cuffs, where you can still use your fingers and move them freely, with this, you can't do anything. Your fingers are completely enclosed in black leather, and once I buckle it, I don't even have to lock it, because there's just simply no way for you to get free. It basically puts you on the same level as an animal, with no opposable thumbs. Basically, you're just my pet at that point. It's not like you can even really serve me if you don't have your hands. You're just there to be played with. And if I really want to put you in a stressful position, I can use the octave. It's so simple. It's just a metal ring with four strips of blue leather and little clips on all of the four strips, so I can clip them to your right wrist, your left wrist, your left ankle. You look like a dressed-up pig. And I can do anything I want to all that. Oh, so vulnerable skin. Like, take my Wartenberg wheel. It's a really simple wheel. It's just a little plastic handle. And then at the end of it, a metal wheel with little tiny spikes. They just, well, not if I press gently. But if I run them over your skin, like this, it can send quite down there. What I really love to play with, though, is my floggers. My beautiful, beautiful floggers. I have so many, so I will just go over a few. This one is suede, so it's very soft, with very short falls. Falls is what you call the leather strips on a flogger, and they can come in a lot of different densities and a lot of different materials. Most of my floggers are black and blue. Such a perfect thing to start. So many more. This one's made of leather as well. Except it's a little bit drier, and I think I honestly need to condition it. But it's a lot meaner than the other one, because all of the falls on this flogger are braided. This one has a beautiful wooden handle. Absolutely gorgeous, with a little knob at the end. So if I really wanted to, I could fuck myself with the handle. It's a medium thump to it, with a tiny bit of sting, so I can just helps with that twisting you do with your wrist when you flog, so that it doesn't really put your wrist out as much. So if you're tiring, it's a great flogger to switch to. In addition to that, it also has rubber mixed in with the leather. It's elk and leather. I mean, elk and rubber. And so while the outside the head is this beautiful thumpy sensation. The inside is this kind of intense and sharp sensation from the rubber. And it has a different smell to it too, with the combination of the rubber, which makes it really fun. Can you hear the difference from the rubber? This was actually medium flogger. Once my little slave's been warmed up and right before we go to the heavier stuff. Once you're properly warmed up with all of these lovely floggers, that's when we turn to Florentine. I'm still only intermediate. Miss my strikes a little bit, your neck doesn't get all beaten up. But Florentine, if you didn't know, is when you take two floggers, and you generally want them to be as identical as possible. And then you take one in each hand and you dual wield them. And just kind of one hit after another. There's several different ways so you can do the strokes, but I got it recently. They're my most recent acquisition of floggers. I get them at the Kinky GKE, which is kind of like a kinky board gaming event. And there's so many awesome vendors at these events. I love the fucking vendors. Oh my god, yes. And this one vendor makes custom. Did him make these. And what they are is a complementary but contrasting pair. They both have five leather handles that are braided in black and blue, of course. Except I had him do them opposite. So where there's blue, same spot on the other, there's black. And in the falls, the falls on the outside for one are blue, with the falls on the inside being black. Whereas for the other one, the falls on the outside are black, and the falls on the inside are beautiful, shiny blue. They're just absolutely gorgeous and one of my prized possessions. Sort of like you. And so those impacts, as they keep slamming into you over and over everywhere, they just send your brain into an overdrive of sensation and you kind of just drop. So much more. Bye. if you know what that is, it's a it's basically a strip of leather that's kind of like a belt, except it's split into two pieces on the end, so it's very stingy. Toss hurts. It fucking hurts to get hit with one of these, because it kind of just slaps down. There's always paddles. Another excellent way to send somebody into subspace. And this one's my favorite paddle. It's leather on the outside, but has a steel core on the inside. So it will never start being bendy. Beautiful brown leather that's kind of stained to look like wood. And the crafter of it put in this beautiful spider pattern on it that is just, I believe it's a black widow due to the little red hourglass on the spider. So maybe it's just a tiny bit. Really kind of warm somebody up so that they can take more punishment later. Or if I'm playing with somebody who's not really too much of a masochist, I have my thumper. The creator of these thumpers, which are my favorite, is Danny. He does amazing and ingenious things with leather and kink stuff, though he don't order custom stuff from him. He'll tell you it'll take a week, because he's a sub and he wants to make everybody happy, but it'll actually take like 6 months and 100 emails. But oh my god, when you do get his stuff, it's brilliant. Like, the special thing about this thumper, first off, it's made of a fancy kind of leather, where he's imprinted it to look like crocodile scales. Grey, all sorts of shades of grey. In such a pretty little pattern, just kind of not just painted or dyed on, but actually imprinted, so it has a different texture to it. And the thumpers are absolutely wonderful for beginner play, because they make an amazing sound when you hit somebody with it. Absolutely amazing. No, these are just light hits, but with a thumper, you can really put your weight upon it, and if from getting out some frustrations or excess energy on somebody's ass, it's a great place to stop, because no matter how hard I hit, it doesn't really hurt that much. It just kind of sends lots of impacts. Now, the fancy thing about Danny's thumpers, the split thumpers, is other than being gorgeous and feeling amazing, they have these little magnets in the handles. So if the handle actually comes apart into two handles with the leather strap in between, which is really fun, because then I can just wrap it around your neck like this and pull you to me. If I want you to eat me out, I can just kind of use it as a harness for your head and pull you right where I want to. Or if we're at a kink event, I can decide I don't feel like holding my thumper and just wrap it around your neck and clip the magnets together. And then I can just grab the handle and lead you around. So it's absolutely a wonderful toy. The other fun thing for warming up is a rug beater. It's an actual rug beater, and it's made out of a wicker. So it's really fun for that bendy, and it's gigantic. So it's just really fun when I'm doing a scene in public and I brought this out, and it's just a fascinating little toy. You can get a really good sting if you do a good backhand and really smack that axe. And the hits will generally, you'll feel the impact over your entire ass in a kind of wobbly pattern. All of my subs fear my canes. They're just beautiful. And a little fun fact about canes. The smaller the canes, the more flexible they are. The more they sting. But I've all sorts. This one's made of hard plastic, but I prefer the I can't remember what it's made of inside. It's like a wood, but it's a special wood. What is it? I don't know. I'll have to remember later. But it's a special wood. One day. Of course. generally in a corset and riding pants, like horseback riding pants. It's a really fun way to do it. And I'll just have my quilt, which is basically a long stick with a triangle-shaped looped leather at the top. It's what they use. Horseback riders use it, which also works really well. Wherever you want, and give some instant, slightly painful feedback. Aren't we gone over yet? Another fun way to play with people is clothes pins. The cheap nipple clamps. And I just have a gigantic bag of them because they break so easy. Fun game I like to play with them is I like to snip them onto every spare bit of flesh I can. Just little clamps all over your body. Of course, no collection would be complete without nipple clamps. And I have some of the clover ones, but these two, they have the clover clamp, but they also have very heavy weights at the bottom, these little metal balls. And some extra oomph when you want to torture a nipple. Of course, the most fun part of nipple clamps isn't putting them on, though that part's fun too. The really fun part of the nipple clamps is taking them off. Because when you do, as much as it might hurt getting them clipped on you, it hurts 10 times worse. Well, not always, but depends how long they stay on. Because the longer the nipple clamp stays on, the more blood flow is stopped from going there. And so when you release it, you let them go. And for people with their first experience with nipple clamps, it's such a fun, cruel thing to do. I put one nipple clamp on each nipple, one on the left, one on the right, and I leave them on long enough till I can taunt them and be like, "Do they hurt? Do you want me to take them off?" Make them beg me to take them off. And so I take off one so they can feel the intense pain and Then suddenly, me taking them off isn't as exciting as an idea as it was before. Suddenly, it's a scary idea. As much as it hurts to have them on, they're so very afraid for me to have them taken off. There's nothing quite like that spike of fear that you see in a slave's eyes right before you release them from a nipple clamp. And that gasp. I love the gasp. It's so good. That's the arm. Nice thing is, so a circle of leather with a hole and these little buckles, and they're adjustable, and coming from them is also these little D-rings that attach to two leather straps that come together into one giant O-ring. And it's basically a balls leash. So I put it around your balls, and then I can put them on a nice comfortable leather leash. It's probably the nicest way to be led around by your balls. So hopefully you're appropriately thankful at my mercy. Of course, if you're a good boy for me, I also have lots of ways of bringing you pleasure. Such sweet pleasure. I have a decent-sized collection of dildos. I won't use one of those of you on you today because I don't use dildos on the same slave twice. You have to buy your own. I do have requirements for dildos that soaps get for me to use. Simple. The dildos must be able to go into my strap-on, so I can peg you like the dirty boy you are, or the slutty little girl you are. But I want them to be able to go into my fucking machine, so, well, obviously so I can use my fucking machine on you. But I have a lot of silicone dildos, and of course I have some that I use for my personal use. And if you're a good little bit for me, I have lots of lotion and lube that I can use. I used to be a massage therapist, so massage is very integral to how I play. Massage is such a beautiful thing. It turns almost everyone into a masochist to a certain extent. When you're rubbing their body and getting into those muscles and penetrating the fascia to release all of their stress and tension. Kind of like what I do to your mind sometimes. I have my good old faithful, and this one is my friend as well.
And of course it has so many speeds. This one's intense. I can also change how it vibrates. Of course. I also have some special attachments for it. My favorite and your favorite of which is going to be the... I honestly have no idea what to call this thing. It's like, it goes over the top. It's made of silicone. A soft silicone. And then it has a cock sleeve. It's basically a cock sleeve. Which